Please be seated. And that's fun to say. Last week, we celebrated the marvelous mystery of Easter. Christ is risen. We say our alleluias again, and we rejoice. We've made it through the long, sometimes difficult journey of Lent. And of course, this year, Lent seemed longer and more difficult than usual. But Easter arrived, and for a brief moment in time, we suspended our doubts. We stopped trying to make all the pieces fit together, and we allowed ourselves to be lifted into the chorus of generations who sing, "He is risen." We always look forward to Easter. We anticipate the joy and the relief of having made it through the wilderness that is Lent. During this last year, we sacrificed and we'd given up more than we could have imagined. But here we are again during our second week of the Easter season. We can rejoice. We live the assurance of God's promise once again. Even with this pandemic still in our midst, it can't stop us from receiving God's promise. With our diocese safely loosening some of the protocol restrictions, St. Paul's has begun to be able to have a small number of parishioners join us in person on these for our Sunday morning service. And with many people now being vaccinated, you know, against COVID-19, we are allowing ourselves to look forward to the future with hope. Of course, we still have so many questions. What's going to happen next? When will this be finally over? How many more lives will be lost? In today's reading from the Gospel of John, it seems likely that the disciples are asking similar questions. This is Jesus' first appearance to the disciples after the resurrection. They're scared and hiding out. They've locked themselves in a room. They've witnessed what just happened to Jesus, their Lord. They know that the religious leaders and the Roman rulers could do the same thing to them just for being associated with Jesus. Thankfully, Jesus knows God's children so well. He knows that they're scared and confused. So Jesus comes to them. He stands among them. He doesn't scold them for their fear or doubt. He knows their hearts and what they're going through. He knows they're in real danger. And Jesus reassures them. He comforts them. He meets them where they are. Jesus greets them with peace. Peace be with you. Their teacher, their Lord, their dear friend gives them peace. He shows them the evidence that they need to calm their doubts. Then he again gives them peace. What a beautiful gift after the turmoil and chaos they experienced that last week. They surely need peace. And although Jesus knows they're afraid, he also knows they have work to do. They can't hide out forever. God sent Jesus to show them the way of the kingdom. Now that they've had the gift of peace, they can hear the rest of the message and start to understand their mission. Their mission is to bring the message of God's love to everyone, to take care of God's people. But it's not easy work. Sometimes it's hard, dangerous, heartbreaking work. but it's also exhilarating, joyous, and soul-feeding work. The disciples have a steep road ahead, but they now carry Jesus' peace with them. Then Jesus brings them a second gift, the Holy Spirit. He knows that they also need the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help them figure out how to move forward. The scripture tells us that not all the disciples are present on this night. In particular, Thomas doesn't get to see Jesus at his first appearance. The other disciples tell him about Jesus, and he wants to see for himself. He wants to see Jesus like the others have seen him. Then we fast forward a week to find the disciples once more gathered in the upper room. This time, Thomas is there, and Jesus comes again to see them. What a gift. In the midst of their shared fear and grief and confusion, Jesus once more comes to them. And the first thing he says to them again is peace. Peace be with you. Simple words, but so powerful. These words have no less power today than they did 2,000 plus years ago. Jesus isn't just greeting his friends in the ancient world. Jesus' words transcend time and space. They greet us today. Peace be with you. Take a moment. Breathe in these words. Peace be with you. Let them fill you. Fill your whole being. Even when we don't feel peaceful, Jesus' peace is with us. It's in us. Sometimes it may be hard to access, but it's there. It's there in the joyful times. It's there in the sad times. It's there in the times filled with fear and worry. Peace be with you. Breathe in these words again. Then breathe them out. Let these words of peace flow out into the world. This is the peace of Christ Jesus's good and loving gift. This peace gives the followers of Jesus then and now the strength and courage to love and serve him, to carry the good news of God's love to everyone, to every creature in creation. But even in a world where some awful things can and do occur, the risen Christ comes and says, peace is possible. The resurrection witness of Christ is to suggest that we can have the grace to open our hand, open our heart, take a risk to know another, to know ourselves, to know God and God's peace. The Roman Catholic priest Henry Nouwen talks about opening the hand that so often form into a fist. When our hands are tightly clenched around things we cling to, we cannot be whole. We cannot know peace. We know the peace of God when we come with those open hands, ready to accept the gift only God can give. May the peace of the risen Christ help us to know that peace which we can share with the world, an open-handed, open-hearted, repenting and forgiving peace that passes all understanding. Alleluia. Amen.